In yesterday's shiur, the Alter Rebbe explained how the bodies of the angels of Atzilus and also the Hecholos of Atzilus, the chambers of Atzilus, are created in the process of Yesh Ma'ayin. And that's why the body of the angel is somewhat of a Yesh, even while it's in Atzilus. And the chambers of Atzilus are called world. They're called Olam because they're not quite the creator anymore. They are already emanation, a resulting state, rather than the creator himself. Today's Shir for Gimel Tishrei, in Igeres HaKedush Simon Chof, the Alter Rebbe says, Ach, Shor Meis HaMalochim. But the souls of the angels, the body of the angel, we said before, is a yesh. But the neshama of the angel that comes mizivug hanishikin, that comes from a spiritual joining of the sviris. Zivug nishikin, the kiss, is a bonding of breath to breath. And breath is a spiritual thing. So when there's a spiritual connection between svizes, between the attributes, that creates the spiritual part of the angel. Also the souls of people, human souls, Jewish souls, that come from a zivug of Zoh and Nukva, of Atzilus, and Zoh and Malchus of Atzilus, Zoh being the six emotions, and Malchus being the feminine. So when there's a merging of Zoh and Malchus, that those are called already the body of the attributes. So when there's a merging of the body of the attributes, a merging of bodies, that gives birth to people, to the souls of people. Kedim shiyadu l'biyah, before these neshamis come down into the world of Bi Yitzirasiya, Einon b'chlal yesh v'dover nifrid b'fnei atzman. They, the souls of the angels, and the souls of the people, why, as they are in Atzilus, are not yesh and a separate existence, but they are godliness itself. Ella hein me'ein b'chinas alikuz b'tzimtzum otzum. They are rather the creator in a very finite state. As we're saying concerning Ila v'olul, that as much as you contract and are mitzamtzum, the spiritual, in the process of cause and effect, the effect will always remain spiritual. So as much as you contract the godliness of the world, it remains godliness. It doesn't become creation. How do you have godliness in a finite form? It's similar to the kelim of Atzilus. Shehein bebechinas gvul, the kelim are finite, or the koyach of finiteness, al yedei tzimtzum ein seif, and this comes through the tzimtzum of the infinite light, hu hakav hamelubish benaran shalohem. It is a tzimtzum on the kav itself. The kav has an infinite expression, but there's a tzimtzum on the kav, and that is clothed within the nefesh, ruach, neshama of the kelim of Atzilus, ukemei tzimtzum harishen liyeschol, etc. And it's not merely a reduction of light, but an actual removal and hiding of the light, as it was in tzimtzum harishen. V'av gam la'acha sheyardu hanefesh ruach neshama d'Atzilus le'elam hazeh v'tzadikim harishenim. And even after these souls, the nefesh, ruach, neshama of Atzilus, come down into this world in the early tzaddikim, in the patriarchs, efshe shalei neshtanem uhusam liyedov anifes melikus. It is possible that in their neshamas there was no change at all, and they did not become something other than godliness. And that's why that part of the neshama would be mistalik, would leave before they sinned, when they wanted to sin. the possibility of sin presented itself, the neshama would leave before they could be a sin, because it was godliness, not creation. That also the thousands and tens of thousands of worlds that are contained within the level of Gulgalta, within Keser, which is Arech Anpin, and Ze'ir Anpin, the two parts of Keser, the inner part and the external part of Keser, of the skull, which is the crown, the Keser. So it contains within itself thousands and tens of thousands of worlds, potential worlds. Einon almin mamish, they too are not really worlds, ke'en ha'echoles d'atzilus, u'b'chinas yesh, they are not like the chambers of Atzilus, that already has some status of a created being, of creation, elo ke'en nishomis ha'malochim shiyotzu mezivug neshikin. But those worlds that are contained in the Gulgalta, in Keser, they are more like the souls of angels that come from the merging and from the bonding of Neshikin that creates only spiritual conditions, godly conditions. V'nikru almin l'gabi b'chinas ha-Gulgalta v'dikna. Why then are they called worlds? Only compared to the Gulgalta, the Dikna, compared to the surrounding condition, to the crown, they are called worlds, but in fact, they are pure godliness. Ach, ein anelikus mamish livriyesh ma'ayin. However, they don't have that power, that ability to create something out of nothing. Me'ach ha'shekrayotzu v'nifridu me'hakelim di'yotziris. Since they already separated themselves from the kelim of the yutzvides, shebahem elubash hakav me'erein seif, it's in the svides, in the kelim of the svides, that the kav, God's creative power, is clothed in those kelim of the yutzvides, shehoeh hukein hamoed, and the light of the kav. The light is similar to the luminary. It has the power of the luminary, so that the kav carries with it the power of God Himself, and because His existence comes from Himself and is not governed by any description or by any properties or characteristics, He is not the effect of any cause that preceded Him, God forbid, and that if there was a cause that preceded Him, the cause would give that which it creates a certain property, a certain quality that would govern or describe the creation. Since God is not a creation, He doesn't come from a cause, therefore His existence is pure without description. And that's why it is only He alone who has the ability to create something out of nothing. In that the created being, the thing that God creates, has no imprint of the Creator. Because God has no creator, therefore He can create something that experiences and feels no creator. And that's because God doesn't leave an imprint of Himself, because there is no imprint, there is no characteristic with which God is governed, so that God can create without leaving any impression of Himself, because His self is pure and leaves no fingerprint, so to speak, and therefore the thing that is created is similar to the Creator in that it also recognizes no Creator, although it has a Creator, but it is like God Himself, in that it doesn't feel or sense a Creator. Okay. But on the other hand, if the created being, the physical being, comes directly from God Himself, from that part of God that has no description, no properties, no characteristics, how then is this created being a finite being? So the creative power is clothed within the kelim of the attributes of Atzilus, and becomes completely united and one with them. Ad the Iyu v'gam Eyuchad, until he and the Kelim become one, live they Bohem in the sense that the Kelim are now capable of creating. V'al Yodan through them, Bruyim Ba'ali Gvul v'tachus, creations that are finite and have limits. U'befrat Aydei Slapshus and Bibiyah, and most particularly, when these Kelim are come down into the world of Bria Yitzirasiya, not so much in the world of Atzilus. There, the finiteness of the created being becomes pronounced in that it becomes an actual creation, and you can describe it as Bria. You can describe it with the word Bayre, which is the Hebrew word for Yeshma'ayin. In the Hayem Yem for the third day of Tishrei, for Gimel Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that B'yechidus HaTzemach Tzedek, let's start from the Minhag, Maschilim Mizmer LeDavid V'loy L'chon Eranana. When Yom Tov is over, on Shabbos, you start the davening, the Friday night davening, from Mizmer LeDavid and not from L'chon Eranana. This applies to every Shabbos that is the end of Yom Tov, that is Meitzoy Yom Tov. The Haftarah is Shuva, Yikosh Lubom, Mikael Kameicha, Mimei Kedem. The Yechidus at Tzemach Tzedek, Eitzel Rabbeinu Hazokin, in the Yechidus that the Tzemach Tzedek had with the Alter Rebbe, Beis Teitzei, B'Shishi Be'elu, the second day of the week of Parshas Tetzei, on the sixth day of Elul, in Tav Kuf Samach Dalet, in the year 1804, the Rebbe said to him, Sipper Le Rabbeinu, the Alter Rebbe told him that Shabbos Parshas Tovei, Tav Kuf Chof Ches, that in Shabbos, in the week of Tovei, in the year 1768, Omar Meiri V'Rabbi, Harav HaMagid Mimezrich, my Rebbe, the Magid said, Teira HaMaimer, or Teira V'Haschalosa V'Shafta Davai Elikecha. The beginning of the Teira was the Pasuk V'Shafta Ah Davai Elikecha. Ubir, and the Magid explained, Ki Avedas HaTshuva Tzricha Liyeis Ad Asher Havayish Hu L'mayla Ma'ilameis Yihye Elikecha. That Ad Hashem Elikecha means that you have to do such a tshuva until that Havaya becomes Elikecha, that God who is above the world becomes your God, which means Elikim b'gematria Teva. Elikim is related to Teva. The word Elikim has the same numerical value as the word HaTeva. Bereishis bara Elikim, and that's why in the creation story, in the description of creation, the name Elikim is used. So the tshuva means v'shafta, you have to do tshuva ad Hashem alikecha, until God, who is above nature, becomes nature. Harav HaTzadik Reb Meshulam Zusim Anapoli, the Tzadik Reb Meshulam Zusim said, ki hu eina yochol lahagia lamailas tshuva kazu, that he can't raise himself to such a level of tshuva, v'alkein, therefore he is dividing the tshuva into parts. Ki tshuva rosh tevis, because the word tshuva is an acronym. The tof of tshuva stands for tamim tiye im Hashem alikecha, that you should be sincere with God. Shin stands for shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid, to constantly be conscious of godliness. Vov, V'ahavta l'reacha kameicha, love your fellow Jew as yourself. Beis, the Beis of Tshuva, stands for b'chol d'rachecha de'ehu, know God in all your ways. And Hei, the Hei of Tshuva, stands for hatznei leches em Hashem alikecha, to be discreet, to be modest, tzniyazdik, in serving God. K'shesipir li amores hanal, when my father told me this whole story, the Rebbe Rashab told the Friedrich Rebbe the above, saying, the Rebbe Rashab concluded that Tevas Tshuva Tzrufa Mechamish Esis, The word tshuva is made up of five letters. Ashekol eis hu derech ve'efem ba'avedas ha'tshuva. Each letter represents a form or a path of tshuva, a method of tshuva. U'bi'er ba'ariches, and then he explained at length, chamisha ha'efanim, these five different types of tshuva, v'kulam bo'yim mekeyach al ha'peil, and all of them can be actualized through the aveda of davening.